Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic regards the health effects of sitting. Yes, that's right, just plain old sitting, at least in a chair, for prolonged periods. But of course, that's what most of us do for several hours a day. 7 up to even 15 hours for some of us, every day. So what, you say? Well, like so many habits in our culture, this one in terms is a potential problem that could shorten a person's lifespan to rivaling smoking even. Researchers have discovered that prolonged sitting throughout the day correlates with cardiovascular disease and diabetes. And it even appears that taking time to exercise at the gym doesn't even make up for it. Think of all the times in the day you spend sitting. Breakfast, driving to work, sitting at work at a desk job, sitting again for a coffee break, lunch, dinner, then relaxing at night watching TV or reading. That's a lot of sitting. So what's the answer if even exercising a few hours a week won't undo the hazard from chairs? Well, at least we're becoming aware of it now. We can now consider everything else we could be doing besides sitting, at least doing it nonstop. Some researchers suggest getting up out of your chair, say even half an hour or so, and walking around, or better yet, doing some simple exercises right next to your desk or workstation, like stretching or push-ups against your desk. One amazing exercise that to me looks tailored for this situation is hunkering, or a flat-footed squat. Many cultures around the world naturally drop into this posture as a relaxing form of sitting, but Westerners often have a difficult time doing this, as our muscles and joints have grown so unaccustomed to using a chair. So most of us, if told to squat on our feet, will lean forward, resting our weight on the front part of the feet, the balls. Instead, lean further back so that the feet are resting flat on the ground. One can picture this as how many of those same cultures around the world go to the bathroom. And yes, you guessed it, it's also a more mechanically correct way to sit at stool as well, so that constipation can be relieved. Midwives will also tell you that women can let gravity assist them during the birth process by squatting as well. When you begin to use this hunkering or flat-footed squat position, you can see how it can benefit one's longevity. As we get older, chairs seem to hasten this process, as they effectively disengage us from the muscles of our lower body. In other words, eventually we see people having a hard time getting out of a chair, as it seems the leg muscles basically tend to atrophy, while our abdomens tend to grow larger. Using exercises like squatting, we can keep our legs strong, and getting out of a chair will be easier for far longer, so that we don't have to give up sitting when we're truly tired, but have some tools to counter its effects. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.